Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is gambling ruining Major League Baseball? And can the sport recover from the heavy pressure of market forces? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So this is interesting. Miami New Times has a story about former Congressman Matt Gaetz. According to the New Times, quote, they said that a TikTok user recorded him scrolling through his text messages and saw his laptop screen on a plane. They were on a plane. The Miami New Times reports, quote, showing his contract with a firm associated with Trulieve to provide administration related guidance. In response to a comment on the video, the user posted the photo with the caption, quote, gigantic font, no privacy screen on his phone, nor on his laptop, end quote. The file, says the Miami New Times, on his laptop, titled PYG of Council Agreement LP, this is per the New Times, states that the former Florida representative will provide legal representation, consulting, and administrative-related guidance. And it discusses, quote, non-refundable payments on the commencement of representation, and that he's going to get apparently six figures. And it doesn't, it says he appears to be entitled to additional super success fee. So very interesting, very, very interesting, that whole story that's on the Miami New Times. A Florida man was headbutted by a shark while surfing. I've never heard of that. That's a, it's in New Smyrna Beach, Florida. They are the shark bite capital of the world. So they, but even this kind of goes above that. Surfer Darren Kay, he was surfing near Ponce Inlet and he was literally struck in the face by a leaping shark in a bizarre collision. And the crazy thing is that it was captured on video. It shows the shark breaching the water as he's riding what's known as a fish surfboard, which is already also kind of funny. He goes, it's kind of ironic, right? He goes, you're riding a fish and the shark tries to get your fish. And he, you know, kind of brushed it off. But yeah, it jumped up and literally like leapt out of the water and hit him right in the head. So he's fine. I mean, and they think the shark's fine. I mean, it's just, you know, kind of a weird, kind of a weird thing to have happen. But it, I would imagine that that does happen. At least he wasn't bitten. So that's, you know, there's a good thing. Let's see. Florida man who allegedly forged his deceased mother's checks and expressed a dislike for his aunt. This family sounds all manner of messed up. I think we may have had this last week, but it's a law and crime story. This guy stole thousands of dollars from his late mother's estate. And according to the sheriff's office, this has been going on for like over a year, apparently. I guess it's sad, the way that this happened. I guess some of his family members found out. Also, tomorrow I'll save this one. A guy convicted of freeing 19 sharks was pardoned by POTUS. All Family Pharmacy. Great website. If you need to bookmark it, save it forever. I've used them so much. You can get your emergency kits. You can get your daily medications, your antibiotics, the whole nine yards. And they're also offering a summer sale that's 20% off of your entire order. No insurance required. Licensed doctors in all 50 states. They're not gatekeepers to your health and the medicines that you need. I've used them for antibiotics to help with strep throat. And you can get your ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, all the stuff that you need at allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Make sure to use code Dana to get 20% off of your entire order. And you can get fast shipping right to your front door. Most everything is like in 2 to 4 days, but you can get it overnight if you need it because they understand your health is important. And sometimes getting these medications in a timely fashion is critical. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and get 20% off promo code Dana 20. Make sure you use that coupon to save 20%. Allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Coupon code Dana 20 to save 20%.
The Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale is on. Save up to $1,200 store-wide on top brands you love. Shopping with a budget? Mattress Warehouse has got 40 different mattresses under $799. Upgrade your sleep with a free adjustable base with select mattress purchase. And don't miss their buy one, get one 50% off deal on bed gear, performance pillows, and sheets during Mattress Warehouse's 4th of July sale. Come in to find incredible deals on a huge selection of mattresses. Celebrate savings and better sleep only at Mattress Warehouse. Celebrate the 4th of July with big savings at Mattress Warehouse. Right now, save $500 on Tempur-Pedic, best-selling Breeze mattresses designed to feel up to 10 degrees cooler all night, every night. Plus, get $300 in free accessories with your purchase during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Come in to find incredible deals on a huge selection of mattresses. Enjoy 0% interest financing and free next-day delivery so you can start sleeping cooler sooner. It's all happening now, only at Mattress Warehouse.
Also, we had this a story about this group that was in playing this festival overseas. It was in Glastonbury. It's their big festival that they have in Britain. And the U.S. government pulled the visas of these. They call them these British punk rappers, band Bob Villain, because they went on this tirade again. We're screaming death to the IDF. We have some of the audio of it here. I mean, this was like they played this huge festival.
Free, 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 free.
All right, but have you heard this one though? Death, death to the IDF. Death, death to the IDF. Death, death to the IDF. Death, death
to the IDF. Wow, all those people chanting like lemmings, like lemmings. The state, they were supposed to come to the United States and tour. And the United States was like, no, we don't want that. So they revoked the visas for the members of that group after they led the crowd in death chants. And that was the Deputy Secretary of State, Christopher Landau. He posted this on X and said, yeah, this, we're not going to have this over here. They were leading these chants. And this was on Saturday when this was happening. I saw it was trending over the weekend and I was trying to stay off social media over the weekend. That would count. So of course the left likes them, but, they're not going to be able to come over after this. They were supposed to, I think they had a number of dates here in the United States, a handful of them. And now, nope, not happening. Now, in addition to it, over in what gets me is like, okay, so I don't know if this was in Britain. Some police were investigating it. So it was in Avon and Somerset. They've announced that they've opened up an investigation into what they called a public order incident. I just want to compare the reaction from the British authorities into this. Compare it to, do you guys remember the video of the little kid who got in trouble because she remarked, and apparently she's on the spectrum and she's, you know, quite young. And her grandmother apparently has very short hair and is lesbian. And she was on video telling this female police officer that she looked like a lesbian because she had short hair and was similar in appearance to her grandmother. And they were trying to go after and arrest this little kid for hate speech. You guys remember this whole thing? Like, they showed up at her house. They brought the police to their house. It's all on camera. There are like a number of examples of this. If the authorities over there hear you saying something that you don't like, they show up to your house. If you post something that hurts someone's feelings on social media, it's actionable. But then you have these guys that literally get on a stage in front of thousands of people and are screaming death, death to the IDF and like hate, like violence. Like what they're calling for is violence. It's not, I dislike these people and that's the chant because it's not as fun. But they're screaming about actual, like trying to incite violence. And, oh, well, there's been an investigation open. There's an investigation that's been open now. Oh, yes, a senior detective has been appointed to lead this investigation. What the hell are you investigating? I mean, if a little kid gets in trouble for saying that a short-haired, you know, tomboyish-looking female cop looks like her lesbian grandmother and they're trying to get her for quote-unquote hate speech, why is that such a different reaction to this? This is amazing to me. So, oh, no, now we've got an assessment. We've decided, this was their actual statement, following the completion of the assessment process, we've decided further inquiries are required and a criminal investigation has not been undertaken. Now, these are their rules. These are their rules. So what else do you need to investigate? The guy's on camera saying this stuff. I'm just curious. According to their rules, what else is it that they need to investigate? Doesn't make any sense. And so there was a really good piece that Ayan Hirsi Ali had over at the FP. And the subhead was, it's a brilliant strategy in its simplicity. You paint Israel as the nexus of evil, and then you paint every Jew who doesn't renounce it as complicit, and then you force them to choose dignity or safety. And of course, she was going off on this. I mean, this was like on one of their main stages, broadcast live on the BBC. And the best that they can do is, well, we're having an investigation. Now, I'm a free speech person, but I can't help but again point out the drastic difference between entreatment of people. If it seems that you're of this particular political persuasion or you're of this particular ideology, you get an investigation. But if you're anything else, then you get a police visit at your house. I just feel like that's very, very lopsided. Think about the last movie that you saw that inspired you and kept you thinking long after the credits rolled. Movies have the power to change individuals, communities, and culture. And that's why I'm telling you about Angel Studios. This is the studio that had the courage to bring the world the sound of freedom. So how can you be part of it? Well, you can join the Angel Guild. King of Kings, an animated story about the life of Jesus, is now streaming on the Angel app. And when you watch King of Kings, it's going to move you. It's beautiful, it's powerful, and it's unlike anything else that's out there. It opened first on April 11th and broke records and earned an A+ cinema score. So as a premium guild member, you can watch King of Kings and access fan-curated films and receive 2 free tickets to every theatrical release. And the best part is that you are part of deciding what stories get told next. Experience the power of King of Kings, a film that's moving hearts and inspiring faith. Visit angel.com/Dana to watch now and be part of this life-changing movement by becoming a guild member. That's angel.com/Dana.
The Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale is on. Save up to $1,200 store-wide on top brands you love. Shopping with a budget? Mattress Warehouse has got 40 different mattresses under $799. Upgrade your sleep with a free adjustable base with select mattress purchase. And don't miss their buy one, get one 50% off deal on bed gear, performance pillows, and sheets. During Mattress Warehouse's 4th of July sale, come in to find incredible deals on a huge selection of mattresses. Celebrate savings and better sleep only at Mattress Warehouse. Celebrate the 4th of July with premium comfort at Mattress Warehouse. Right now, save up to $600 on luxurious Stearns & Foster's mattresses crafted for a timeless style and exceptional support. It's the perfect time to upgrade your sleep during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Come in to find incredible deals on a huge selection of mattresses. Plus, get 0% interest financing, free next-day delivery, and our one-year low-price guarantee. Don't miss these Independence Day savings only at Mattress Warehouse.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Hertz customers are mad over AI-powered scanners that detect small marks, and they charge hundreds of dollars. Like, one got $440 because they had a tiny, it was under 1 inch, and it was a scuff that, well, and the renter, the leaser, was saying that it was there even beforehand. But still, they said there's no recourse to dispute the charges and that they're getting charged hundreds of dollars for minor scrapes and dents that are detected by their new AI-powered scanner. So it's very interesting. I'm actually surprised this hasn't been used beforehand. But I don't know. I think that if you have, I think there should be some discretion used, I think, when evaluating those things. But I can definitely see this being abused. Absolutely. We're going to talk about this one coming up. Rap duo Bob Villain's anti-Israel. And it wasn't just an anti-Israel chant. I mean, this guy was like pro-Hamas at Glastonbury and a big British festival. And he was screaming death to the IDF at the festival. And he was saying, they were saying free, free Palestine, death, death to the IDF. And now he was supposed to come to the United States and tour. And now that's not happening because they pulled it. They pulled his ability to come here. He's had his visa. They've terminated his ability. We're going to talk more about this, to come to the United States. Severe storms in Minnesota. They had tornadoes up there. Thousands are still without power. And they had tornadoes that caused a lot of damage in the West Metro area. I mean, you don't really hear about a lot of tornadoes in Minnesota. So that was very, I mean, you hear it like in Missouri or Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas. Don't really hear. I mean, I'm sure they have them, but this is the first time in a long time that I've heard about tornadoes in Minnesota. But they said that thousands are still without power up there. The Defense Department is going to stop providing crucial satellite weather data. That's kind of interesting. They said that they're no longer going to provide it about, you know, with hurricane season, crucial information. They were operating satellites that were collecting information about conditions in the atmosphere and ocean, and a group within the Navy called Fleet Numerical Meteorology and Oceanography Center, they processed it. They turned it over to people who used it for all kinds of stuff, but they said that there's no, I mean, they said that everybody else basically has forecasting capability. There's not any reason why they still need to do this. They said that apparently Space Force, it's also about creating departments within Space Force and kind of moving some of those responsibilities over as well. A Colorado funeral home homeowner was sentenced to 20 years after they stashed, this is gross, 190 decaying bodies. Oh my gosh, this guy's in major trouble with this. I can't even imagine being the family. They said this is not an ordinary fraud case, and the details warrant the maximum sentence. The individual received it, too. He was found guilty of stashing 190 bodies in a decrepit building and sending families fake ashes of their loved ones. John Halford, the owner of Return to Nature Funeral Home, was sentenced to 20 years. He was telling people that the ashes that they were receiving, that was their loved ones, when in fact it wasn't. And he was storing the bodies in this old building. And he said, I hate myself for what I've done. Probably not as much as the families that... Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine. They said that it was a bug-infested building in Penrose, Colorado. And some of them were piled incredibly high. They had to have FBI agents put down boards because they couldn't even walk. They didn't want to walk through the fluid. It was a biohazard. So, and they families discovered it because they noticed they were able to reveal that the loved ones were not cremated and the ashes they received were fake. And in one instance, the wrong body was buried. This is a horror story. And also, the Viktor Orban in Hungary accused the EU of orchestrating a giant pride march in Hungary. They don't allow kind of marches and any kind of protests of that nature. So they're fighting with the EU over this. We have a lot more on the way. Stick with us.
Because so many men have no idea about what women go through. Right. We haven't been researched. We haven't been considered. And it still affects the way a lot of male lawmakers, a lot of male politicians, a lot of male religious leaders, think about the issue of choice as if it's just about the fetus, the baby, but women's reproductive health is about our life. It's about this whole complicated reproductive system that does the least of what it does is produce life. It's a very important thing that it does, but you only produce life if the machine that's producing it, if you want to, you know, whittle us down to a machine, if the machine is functioning in a healthy, streamlined kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
But there is no discussion or apparent connection between the two.
That's one of the most asinine things I think I've ever heard anyone older than me say. That doesn't even make any sense. And she's the one who's whittling down. That's former First Lady Michelle Obama. She's the one who's whittling women down to being nothing but machines. And to say that, well, you know, that's the least of what it does is life. That's the whole purpose of the system. What is the purpose of having those organs if not for that purpose? What is the purpose of having ovaries if not for that purpose? What's the role of the uterus if not for that purpose? This complete diminishment, this is not unlike how trans activists try to diminish women. And this is where they're incredibly similar to third and fourth wave feminists, to try to diminish the ability of women. Men cannot do what women can do. And here this woman is trying to downplay the major difference between men and women. The one thing that men cannot do, which is grow and nurture life. And they want to rob women of that distinction as well. Rob women of being able to celebrate that distinction. This is why I say they're completely the same as trans activists. Because they want to rob women of our distinct capabilities. They want to rob women of our distinct capabilities and rob us of that distinct individual trait. When I heard her say that, when I was listening, the first time I saw that soundbite, I thought that it's, you think that's the least? What is the point of the system then if it's not to do that? What is the point of having all of that if not for that purpose? It's just to have a uterus for fun? You go through all of that for fun? She tried to backtrack because I think as she was saying it, she realized how insane she sounded. That, well, you know, and it's a great thing, but there's no, it's an amazing thing. It's an amazing thing to be able to do it. It's amazing that women have that ability. It's amazing that women are set apart in that manner. So the whole thing and her approach to her perspective of it, that's just shocking. No, it's the least. No, it's the greatest thing that a person can do, that a woman can do. That's the whole purpose of that system. You know, it's to be able to have that and diminish it. And how does that even sound to women who struggle with fertility issues, that she just downplays it like that? Oh, well, that's like the least of what. Wow. Way to diminish what so many women have in their hearts and minds. Good night. I don't know what she's been doing lately, but she does this podcast, and I don't know if she's trying to join the commentariat or what it is, but every single episode that I've seen, or every, not episode, but clip that I've seen of her, it's always her complaining about something. She's complaining about, oh, well, the way that women are viewed, and no one talks about it. Everybody talks about it. I have grown up hearing bitching and moaning about this is what women endure. And I say this as a woman who's gone through stuff. But, oh, my gosh. Well, you know, if you're going to just try to whittle us down to being a machine, that's what you're doing. You're trying to whittle women down to every bad experience that they have in life and use that exception as the universal.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Celebrate the 4th of July with big savings at Mattress Warehouse. Right now, save $500 on Tempur-Pedic, best-selling Breeze mattresses designed to feel up to 10 degrees cooler all night, every night. Plus, get $300 in free accessories with your purchase during the Mattress Warehouse 4th of July sale. Come in to find incredible deals on a huge selection of mattresses. Enjoy 0% interest financing and free next-day delivery so you can start sleeping cooler sooner. It's all happening now only at Mattress Warehouse.